Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. And again, we want to say a very happy good morning to you. We want to take just a moment to let you know that we appreciate you listening. And we hope that the things that we say to you today and share with you today can be of some encouragement to you as you go about your business and try to accomplish the things that you have before you. I started this morning with the verse of Hebrews 11 to let you know that we're going to talk a little bit about hope today. Hope is a beautiful word. Hope is crucial to the Christian, and we're going to talk about that for just a couple minutes today. And the hope that we're talking about is, as the Hebrew writer said, is based on our faith. We're not sitting around hoping for something just as a simple desire for it to happen, but rather we're hoping based on an expectation given to us from the God of the universe. Titus chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, as Paul's writing here, he begins and says, "Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." I want to focus just a minute on the latter part of that. It's actually in verse 2 where Paul says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised." So let me ask you a question here. If God promised something and God cannot lie, then what does that tell you about that promise? It means it's going to come true. That's the one great thing about, one of the greatest things about God. God is not like me. I wouldn't do it intentionally, but I might tell you something that wasn't true. I would try not to do that, and my intent would be not to mislead you. But the Bible tells us that God simply cannot lie. It's not possible for him. One person called this "in spite of hope." I want to read this to you. I thought it was really powerful. It says, "In spite of what you see, in spite of what is going on, in spite of how dire the situation looks, you can have hope because God cannot lie. Regardless of your situation, find out what God has said about it and let that be your truth you believe about it. This does not guarantee that your situation will change immediately, but the beauty of hope is that even if the situation remains, so does your hope. Because of hope, you have confidence knowing God will respond and come through on your behalf. It is what he said. You can be certain that is what he will do." What a wonderful thought. In spite of everything that may be going on around you, no matter how bad your situation is, you can still have hope because God said it and God cannot lie. I don't know about you, but that gives me great, great encouragement. Psalm 130 and verse 5 says, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope." That's it. What a wonderful passage for us to think about. Hebrews 10 verse 23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Again, just over and over the encouragement that we can receive from Scripture with regards to hope. Share one other verse with you from Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2. "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth." Focus on those things that are spiritual. Seek those things which are above. Put our hope in Christ. Put our hope in God. God's promised us eternal life for those who are faithful, for those who obey his word and remain faithful to it. And if we are of those, then he has promised it and he will deliver it. So I might ask you a question. What is hope to a Christian? And I think you could answer that in one word, and that is, our hope is everything. We'd love for you to come visit with us sometime at the Oakland Church of Christ. We are meeting with our regular services, our regular times of services, on Sunday mornings, 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for worship, also 5 p.m. in the afternoon. We gather again on Sundays at 7 for Bible study, and we'd love to have you there. May God bless you.